Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
And welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson, and I've got a studio full of people here for Got Something to Say. I have the Stevensville Court of Blossom Time, and I have to say it is so impressive to have all of you in the studio today. Thank you so much for dressing up and coming in and talking with us. And I know we can't see you on the radio, but we're also on Facebook Live. So if we go to the Stevensville, help me out, say it, you can say it out loud. Stevensville Scholarship Organization on Facebook. You can watch the Facebook Live video that that we're doing for this show as well. So it'll be up on there so you can kind of see the court as they're coming in. So let me first run through and introduce everybody, and then I want to talk to everybody individually here. First, we have Little Miss Jada. We have Lily Jr. Miss Teen. We have Allie Wilson Queen. We have Maddie Williams, first runner-up. Madeline Dale, second runner-up. Sammy Weaver, Miss Congeniality. Did I get it right? And then we have the Kings. Noah Hayden. Did I say it right? Okay. And Eric Taylor, right? Got it right. Okay, two Kings. So we're going to try to get to everybody here. But first, I want to start with the littles, as I call them. So, Jada, how are you?
Good.
Yeah? How old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
Nine? Is this your first year in Blossom Time?
Yes,
it is. Is it? Are you excited?
Yes.
Really? How so? Why are you excited? What's exciting about Blossom Time?
I'm really excited that we get to do a lot of stuff.
And like what? What have you done?
Well,
what have you done so far?
We have been to a lot of pageants.
Have you? That sounds like fun. Yeah. Are you nervous?
Yes.
Are you? Oh, don't be nervous. You don't need to be nervous. So, well, welcome. And I want to come back and talk to you a little bit more in a couple of minutes. So move the mic over. I want to talk with Lily's junior teen Miss Stevensville, and get nice and close to that microphone, Lily. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
You're 11. And what school do you go to?
I go to Lakeshore Middle School.
And what's your favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject is math because there's always one right answer. And this year I have a spectacular teacher named Mrs. Nichols.
Mrs. Nichols, she's your spectacular teacher?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. What's exciting? Was this your first year in Blossom Time?
Yes.
Yeah. What's exciting about it?
I'm excited for all the fun stuff that we get to do that's coming and to help out our community.
That's very cool. Nice job.
Thank you. All right.
We're going to move over to Queen Allie Wilson. Hi, Allie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Glad you could come in. And first of all, I forgot to say congratulations to everybody, by the way. So tell me about Allie. What grade are you in, Allie?
I'm a senior at Lakeshore.
At Lakeshore. So how does that work at Lakeshore, but you're in Stevensville?
But Lakeshore is a part of Stevensville.
It's part of Stevensville. Yes. I just wanted to make sure that I got that right. So in case people were like, well, wait a minute, that doesn't work. So, yeah. So what, first year in Blossom Time?
This is my second year in Blossom Time.
What did you do last year?
Actually, 2 years ago, I was Miss Teen Blossom Time in 17.
So you skipped a year and then you're back in. So what made you decide to want to get into Blossom Time?
When I first went out for Blossom Time, I just wanted to try something new. It was something I had never been a part of, and I won my first year, and it was an incredible experience, and so I decided I would give it a shot again for my senior year for Miss Stevensville.
What has been the most exciting part, and it could be from a couple of years ago or this year, what's one of the most, the bestest things about Blossom Time that comes to mind?
I think one of my favorite things about Blossom Time is always getting to go and watch the Mr. and Miss Blossom Time pageants, and our dates this year are March 10th and March 11th, so come support. It's been an incredible part of the year, and I always enjoy watching pageants, and this year I actually get to be part of them. So,
congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to slide that microphone over to first runner-up Maddie Williams. Hi, Maddie.
Hi.
What are you doing? What are you doing here today?
I am first runner-up.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I'm really excited.
Tell me about Maddie. What grade you in?
I am a senior at Lakeshore High School, and I am 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So senior, so first year for Blossom Time.
Mm-hmm.
What made you decide to want to get into it? Did somebody say, hey, you should go do that?
Well, actually, my mom was into pageants when she was in high school. And yeah. I was actually looking through a lot of her pictures over the last few years. And I was like, wow, that's a great experience. And honestly, it's been a great experience so far. And I cannot wait for what's to come.
College plans for you?
Yeah. So I actually want to go to Lake Michigan Lake Michigan College. Mm-hmm. I want to do ultrasound tech and okay. then work in women's healthcare. So,
Allie, I forgot to slide that mic back over. Do you have college plans?
I do.
What are you thinking about?
My hopes are to go to Hope College and to study cellular and molecular biology in hopes of working, hopes on working for my doctorate. Thank you.
Luckily, I don't have to do any of that to be on the radio. I can just okay. Kindergarten education is all I need for this. But all right, we're going to move over and talk with the Kings. We have two Kings in. First, Noah Hayden. How are you doing? Nice and close to that microphone, Noah.
How are you?
Doing good. Grade?
I'm a senior at St. Joseph High School.
A senior at St. Joe. Okay, so how does this work now with you are a senior at St. Joe, but you're part of the Stevensville court?
I'm a school of choice kid, so I actually live in the community of Stevensville.
Just trying to make that clear as well. First time in Blossom Time?
Yes, this is my first year.
What made you decide to want to try do this?
My friends, since I go to St. Joe, my friends all went out for the Miss St. Joe pageant, and they really wanted to spend the year with me and get to do all those Blossom Time activities. And so not being able to go for Mr. St. Joe, I went for Mr. Stevensville, and I've had a really great time with all of my court members so far.
What you say, a great time. What's been a highlight so far?
The highlight for me, I think, was also going to Santa Claus's Coming to Town, downtown Stevensville. It was a event that we were all able to go to, and it was really great to ride in the sleigh and get to... I worked with Jada at the face painting, so that was a lot of fun.
Very cool. All right, I want to move over to Eric Taylor King as well. How you doing, Eric?
I'm doing good. How about
you? He's trying to get the microphone situated there so everybody can hear you nice and clear. You're fine. You're good just there. So tell me about Eric. What grade you in? Where you go to school?
I'm a senior at Lakeshore High School, 17.
Nice. Okay. College plans?
As of right now, I'm not really sure. I kind of want to go to Defiance College to wrestle, but I'm not 100% sure yet.
So you're into sports?
Yeah.
What do you like best about sports? What's your favorite?
I like the competition.
Do you?
Yeah.
What sports have you played so far?
I wrestle, play football, and then I play baseball during the summer for a travel team.
Awesome. No, I didn't get a chance to ask you. Slide that mic back over. After high school plans, what are you thinking?
I haven't decided on a college yet, but my goal is to be a prosecuting attorney, so whatever major that takes me to.
Stay on his good side, by the way, for prosecuting attorney. Yeah, I think so. Well, that's great. I'm glad we've got everybody in. So big group here today. Hopefully we got through everything. And I'm going to put out a couple, just maybe some group questions now. Tell me about... why you think, and actually I'm going to start and just kind of go through and I'll let you think just a minute. Tell me why you think it's important for other people to possibly get involved with Blossom Time. What's been something really rewarding? And I'll start with Sammy. So slide that mic over. What do you get out of being a part of Blossom Time? What do you get out of doing it?
You get that rewarding feeling of just helping your community and helping out other people. And just seeing little kids when they see you, they're like, oh my goodness, are you a princess? And it's like, yeah, sure.
Cool?
Yeah, I'm a princess today. Yeah. But they really look up to you and it's fun to see how you impact them.
Yeah. Madeline, slide that mic over. What's so rewarding about it?
The most rewarding part about it so far has just been going out into the community.
Great. Over to Maddie.
I think the most rewarding thing so far has for all of us been building confidence and also getting out in the community and seeing all of the faces, like all the little kids when they see us, like Sammy said. It's so amazing. I love it.
Great. Allie?
I think one of the most incredible things about being part of the Blossom Time program is you make so many new friends and you meet so many new people, because you don't only get to spend your year with your court, but you also get to spend your year with all of the other communities' courts. So you get to go out and help your community, and you get to go out and help other people's communities as well. It's very rewarding.
Awesome. Eric, slide that mic over. What's been rewarding about it? What do you get out of it?
I think it's really, like, how do you put it? It's very rewarding towards, like, everyone coming together as one and, like, showing unity for communities and then just being around other people, which makes it a lot more fun.
Nice. Noah? What do you think about what's been rewarding or what's rewarding about Blossom Time for you?
I think the most rewarding thing I've experienced so far is getting to build a really strong family in Stevensville. I've never really had a connection with the Stevensville members until now, and I am really enjoying this experience. And I also really like how the kids look up to us. When we went to Hollywood, there were so many little boys that, you're a king, and different things like that. And so it's definitely been a really great experience that way.
All right, Jada and Lily, kind of just step up. I know we've only got a certain number of microphones in here. So, Jada, tell me what's rewarding about Blossom Time for you. What are you getting out of it?
It's really rewarding to get to know the whole court, especially when you first meet them, you don't really know them. And like when someone said, you get to meet other courts, and it's just the time of my life.
Awesome. All right, Lily, step on up. What's been rewarding for you about Blossom Time?
I feel like that I agree with Sammy. When me and her were doing the donut shop.
Right.
There was this little girl came up to me and she said, are you a princess? And I said, yes. And she was so excited and I was so happy. And she just made my day and I made hers. And that's really, really special to be able to do that. And I just love doing this.
Well, for all of you who said you were nervous, you certainly did a fantastic job. Little Miss Jada, Junior Teen Miss Lily, Queen Allie Wilson, first runner-up Maddie Williams, second runner-up Madeline Dale, Miss Congeniality Sammy Weaver, King Noah Hayden, and Eric Taylor. Thank you for coming in and talking with us, and best of luck to you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.